Celebrating podcast milestones. That is a topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 50. We made it. Half a century of episodes. If you have been listening since episode 1, where we talked about respecting the listener's time and cutting the fluff, I want to say a sincere, massive thank you. You are the reason I turn the microphone on every single day. Because today is a milestone for this show, I want to teach you exactly how you should handle the milestones on your show. Reaching episode 50, or episode 100, or your one-year anniversary is a huge deal. As we have discussed, most podcasters quit by episode 7. If you make it to 50, you have survived the grind. You have built a habit. You deserve to celebrate. But most podcasters celebrate the wrong way. They get self-indulgent. They release a 2-hour special episode. They play a montage of their favorite bloopers. They invite their best friend on the show to drink beers and talk about the early days. To the host, that feels fun and nostalgic. But to a brand new listener who just discovered the show that morning, it is incredibly boring. It is full of inside jokes they don't understand, and it provides zero value to their life. They will skip the episode, and they might even unsubscribe. Your milestone episode should not be a victory lap for your ego. It should be a masterclass for your audience. There are two ways to do a milestone episode correctly. The first way is the audience spotlight. Instead of talking about yourself, you make the episode entirely about the people who listen to you. You ask them to submit voice memos using SpeakPipe. You ask them, "What is the biggest win you have achieved since listening to the show?" You play their voices on the air. You celebrate their success. This makes the community feel seen, and it acts as incredible social proof for new listeners. The second way is the lessons learned framework. This is where you summarize the gold from your journey. If you host an interview show, your 50th episode shouldn't just be an interview. It should be a solo episode titled, "The 3 Biggest Secrets I Learned from Interviewing 50 Experts." You do the heavy lifting for the audience. You curate the best knowledge you have acquired, and you condense it into a highly actionable, dense piece of content. That turns an anniversary into a highly searchable, evergreen piece of SEO gold. And finally, a milestone should never feel like a finish line. A milestone is a launching pad. At the end of your 50th or 100th episode, you should always tease the future. Tell them what is coming next. Announce a new segment. Announce a new video strategy. Announce a live event. Keep the momentum rolling forward. So, what is the biggest lesson I have learned over these last 50 episodes of Podcast About Podcasting? It is this. Consistency is the only growth hack that matters. You can have the best microphone, the best cover art, and the smartest SEO titles in the world. But if you do not show up, week after week, and deliver relentless value to your audience, you will fail. The algorithm rewards consistency. Human trust requires consistency. Keep showing up. Keep respecting your listeners' time. Keep mining for great topics. That is all for today, and that concludes this massive 50-episode sprint. I'm Mark. I appreciate you trusting me with your earbuds. Until next time, keep podcasting.